before we get into any bad conversation, I just want to say thank you for making rap conversations happen about rap music. Thank you for that, Lo. Now, that being said,
appreciate that.
Let's set the table, okay? 50 Cent and Lil Wayne, a very fun conversation to have.
Yes.
Because to me, in the past two decades, the most commercially successful rappers to me, small room, like Hove, Eminem,
yeah,
50,
Nelly,
Wayne, Hove,
Drake,
I guess.
Yeah,
if you throw Drake in there, but you know, those are just commercially successful. And if we're talking about the highest heights of all those guys,
it's 50.
It could be argued 50 and Wayne had the highest heights out of all of those guys.
Okay.
He's going to try to logic this. Yeah, because like you said, like burps and bad breath is stuff you consume, right? But like a fart you could almost like feel, right? So that's almost like it's part of waste. Like your bad breath isn't waste. It's just part of you because of what you consume. But a fart or gas or shitting, like all that stuff is a product of what
you
just
put inside.
What you
consume.
Yeah, but it's a waste action. Like
okay,
it comes out.
So
it's not,
it's
you
still,
don't throw
but,
up.
No, but it's still nasty and it still has a stench to it. So there's never going to be a thing where you have a clean fart or you have a clean shit where you don't smell it
or
anything
think,
like that.
I don't think it's that far-fetched at all. I think, listen, you don't think there's something out there.
You must
there.
Be really tired.
You don't think there's somebody out there.
You must be really tired.
Yo, listen, I have been in people's homes that smell like ass. I've smelled some great things in the world. You don't think somebody out there can invent a suppository that you put in your booty?
No.
So even when you do fart, like it comes out and it smells delicious?
Nope.
Delicious is a fetch.
Smells delicious. Something coming out your ass is supposed to smell delicious.
Yeah. You don't think somebody can invent that?
No.
You have that.
I don't want anything coming out of my ass smelling delicious.
Well, you also don't want to put the suppository.
So you'd rather it smell bad?
No, I'm just saying, like, what? How do you even theory?
If you had a choice, though, what if you had a choice,
bro? I don't.
If you had a choice,
I don't care enough. I'll say that. I don't care enough.
You wouldn't have a if somebody.
I don't care enough to say, hey, give me get this pill so my ass smells good. I just don't care enough.
Unless you like butt play.
It's not even about butt play. I'm just thinking about.
I mean, if you like butt play,
you
want to
be
fresh.
You might want to
be
fresh.
I'm just thinking about the advancements of human technology and what we can accomplish, right? Like, we've talking about off air. We was like, are we rolling, Jay? Are we good? All right. We were talking about off air, like, oh, it's not like we cured cancer or anything. I'm like, oh, no, I think there's ways you can, like, cancer is treatable and like there's been advancements.
I said cure.
But like a full cure, I mean, like, I don't know. I'm sure if you studied enough, I'm sure there's people who felt like they've been cured from their cancer out there. But there's not like a straight up, hey, over the counter, take this, you're done.
Right. So if we don't have that yet.
But we do. It's just not. It's just not.
Well, that's what I said. It's not going to be accessible to us.
Well, there's stages of that though, right? Like if you're creating a drug, right? And you're saying, okay, I'm going to put a shit ton of money behind this. There's also a bunch of liability too, right? Like if you put this drug out, it's like, hey, it cures your cancer, but like it makes you grow a third head or some shit. That's something you got to figure out. And a lot of times that only takes time from
Why would they find a cure for cancer when that takes a lot of money out of like the hospital industry or, you know, just doctors and treatments and stuff like that?
Well,
that's not what you're thinking about. Like, let's keep these people in work.
But in theory, that's what a part of it is.
Nah, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm not even talking about the access to it.
I'm just saying that.
I'm not even talking about the access to it. I'm just thinking about like the possibility of it, right? Like how possible is it? Like, I think it's possible. Like I think, like,
oh, yeah, I just don't think it's gonna happen.
I think it's a very negative way of thinking.
Would I like it to happen? Yes, of course. I just don't think it's gonna happen.
So okay, so,
I would love for it to happen.
So if you don't, so there you go, right? So let's rationalize it like this, right? Like a cure for cancer ultimately isn't profitable, right? Because you're curing something that keeps people sick and keeps people in hospitals, all that type of stuff, right? You don't think something like bad breath that don't kill nobody. Somebody can't figure out and just be like, yo,
well,
like,
do,
I've
you
cured.
Do it. You do it.
Why do you gotta be all that? I'm just saying, somebody out there, you don't think Well, all these great minds that have come together, somebody
now
can't
we
be
know,
like, yo.
No. Guys, everybody, these are Kaz high thoughts.
These are Kaz's
I'm not
thoughts.
Even
these,
high.
This is
not,
not
right
my
now,
thing.
But you thought about so this when you were high.
All right, so when's the last time?
Kaz's high Kaz, thoughts. All
right, exactly.
Okay. All right, so when's the last time we cured anything? Like, what's
we
what's,
haven't cured shit.
Just think about it, though.
Nothing.
When's the last time,
Jake, nothing.
When's the last time we as a society has cured anything? What's the last, like, cure?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Right?
Okay.
Nothing.
All right, so let's think about it like
we're
this.
Doing very bad. 0 out of 10, guys.
You know what I'm saying?
We suck.
We're doing here's very bad.
I don't think. I don't think. Listen. I think
Boo,
you guys are being hella negative.
You're way too optimistic.
Boom, America.
Boom, America.
Because things get cured that we don't even think about to this day, right?
So
like
name,
all the
yeah. What's got cured though?
When you were born, you get shot up with a bunch of vaccines.
Well,
a bunch
there's
of
no more chickenpox, right?
I'm sure there is, but like you can get cured from it. Like I'm sure, like just like polio, just like fucking a bird, what? Smallpox, right? Like other shit like that. Stuff that people used to be born with and would literally shorten your lifespan, right? Like now it's just some shit. Like once you're born, it's like, hey, before we can take you home, we gotta hit you up with one of these. You know what I'm saying? Or else you're good, right? And that's stuff we don't even think about. You don't think in like another generation's time. Somebody's gonna invent something where we don't even think about bad breath no more.
No.
Jake, Lowe thinks nobody could invent the cure for bad breath. Not even gum. I mean, just permanently. Just like, yo, I've invented a thing where see those
got a
toothbrushes, mints, gum.
Mouthwash, got some.
That's
stuff
like
for
cancer,
you.
Right?
A
it's
routine.
Like it's the treatment.
That's what I'm saying.
It is
they're
the
not going to do that because they fear out on losing money in those particular industries.
Think,
so no, they
you think big fluoride and big mints.
Bro, do you
well,
know
not,
you have to understand how big and how smart and how, you know, not logical, but how like deviating this country is. Like they do shit purposely to continue to make money.
Okay.
Right? They do, like, you got dental floss, you got mouthwash, you got gum.
And
you
don't think somebody that invents
so
the
somebody,
cure
and then
for something,
all of that is gone.
Yeah.
So now I gotta go to the dentist no more.
Well,
I mean, to clean my teeth
well,
and shit like but
that's how technology works just anyway, right? Like, even though, like, everything.
You trying to take money out of niggas' pockets, bro.
Well, that's the point of technology. Like, it always goes up. It's like AI right now, right? Like, how everybody's talking about AI. Like, yes, obviously, it's gonna make people lose a ton of jobs. But
fuck that, you don't care.
I'm not saying me, but I'm all right. Anyway, Rosie, you want to start the show?
It's not gonna happen, bro. I would love for it to happen. I'm on the same page with you in that regard, but I just don't think it's gonna happen. America's too gritty. That's all.
Okay, low.
What's popping, people? Welcome back to another episode of Say Less with Kaz.
Hey,
Loki.
What up?
And Rosie.
What's up, Rosie?
What's up, man?
How's your weekend? How's your first week of freedom back in the States? I'm just kidding. I know we made a ton of jokes last week, but it's definitely
that shit ain't funny.
Not a laughing matter. We're just happy you're here and safe and
I mean,
everything's
was,
okay.
I forgot about
so
it.
Like, it's a little funny.
Yeah, it was a little funny. I got a lot.
I wasn't even thinking about it no more. I'm like, oh, she's out? Okay.
At the time, wasn't funny. Retrospect, kind of funny.
I forgot you was in jail.
I'm not going to hold you. Guys, we all had jail thoughts last week. I'm not going to rehash any of those, but, you know, it's definitely nice that you're back on the other side.
I am.
Yep. Good shit, man.
Feels good. Food is great out here.
You got your stripes.
Food is great.
Hey, yo. These aren't prison stripes. These are
right.
I mean, well, they're still stripes.
Yeah.
You got your. All right, never mind.
Yes. My gosh.
No more prison talk, guys.
No more prison talk. If you're listening to this now, you're probably this is probably post Wally Mania. So anybody who we saw out there in Los Angeles, thanks for coming out. It was really awesome seeing you. I'm talking to you from the future. Mm-hmm. So appreciate y'all being all out there. It was a wild couple days. Shout out Hoodie Allen who came through. Of course. Shout out everybody we saw out in LA. It was great to kick it with you.
Dreamville was great.
Dreamville seemed like it was fantastic.
Dreamville was lit.
How about that Drake and J. Cole, huh?
How about Burna Boy?
Wow, what a performance.
Wow.
That performance was.
It was great.
That we definitely saw.
Literally
and are reacting
down.
To in the moment as it happens.
Listen, this is all going to pan out great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we're not going to look back at this and you know, nothing's going to go wrong. Everything that we expected.
Finally got to smell Burna Boy as he walked past.
Okay, this is where it gets too much. This is where we zoom right past everything. What's up, Jake? You good over there, bro?
Come on, man. Manifesting. Shit.
Are you trying to manifest?
Just as he walks by. He just looked like he smelled good. Y'all, like, okay,
you dead ass are a stalker.
I'm okay.
You do have some stalker vibes.
Have y'all never seen, all right, what's a celebrity besides the rumors, so don't say Rihanna, another one, that looks like she smells great?
Beyonce.
I guess Beyonce, yeah. She don't sound, seem like she don't smell great. Yeah,
no, I'm saying someone that you just see and you're like, they look like they smell good.
Summer Walker. No, I'm sorry, not Summer Walker. Ari Lennox. Looks like she smells good.
Derek Jeter.
Derek, he looks like he smells good.
Let her say
that. I can
that.
See that.
You know who you looks like they smell good other than Burna Boy? Diddy.
Okay, yeah.
Diddy looks like he smells good.
He seems exceptionally
Diddy,
groomed.
Diddy looks like he sweats a lot.
No, I think Diddy's one of those men.
I'm not saying
men.
He stinks.
No, I think Diddy's one of those men that has a routine in the shower. Yeah.
He's well-groomed.
In the bathroom, comes out. I think he's really well-groomed.
He definitely seems like a very well-groomed man. Like, I don't think, if he doesn't have a shape-up, you're like, damn, is Puff going through something?
Yeah, like is he cool?
Like, remember the pandemic when people wasn't getting their barbers? Like, we were seeing people.
Yeah, niggas couldn't go anywhere. <You know?
laughs> We were seeing people in a natural state. We was like, damn.
Niggas couldn't do anything, bro.
We saw Khaled looking rough. I was like, yeah.
No. There's certainly men that I look at, I'm like,
you know who seems like they smell good? Thor. Chris Hemsworth. Seems like a good smelling dude. Like looks like he's very well groomed.
That's a good one.
Let's see. Who else?
You know who looks like they smell great?
What's that guy's name?
You know the lady from Abbott Elementary? No, Coco Jones. That's her name.
Who was Coco Jones?
Coco Jones from Bel-Air. You don't watch Bel-Air?
No.
She's the new Hillary Banks.
Okay.
She looks like she smells great. All right.
Lenny Kravitz looks like he smells good.
Lenny Kravitz does look like he smells good.
See? This summer, you can't. True. Even as a man, you cannot say that.
Oh, no, of course. Like,
he looks like, huh?
Zoe Kravitz. Zoe Kravitz.
No.
Zoe Kravitz. That's weird, though, right? Like, Lenny Kravitz looks like he's you know, a smell
she
good.
She gives me hipster vibes.
She
gives me
very
natural
hipster.
Deodorant vibes.
Oh, yeah.
You say she dirty?
Definitely.
No, natural everything, but sometimes that smell.
We don't use fluoride
smell.
Specific odor.
Yes.
We don't use fluoride products
but
in the house.
Her dad, though, he looks like he smells
He definitely seems
phenomenal.
Like he smells nice. Yeah, definitely.
It looks like his hair smells different too than his body. Like he uses like lock oils and
He feels like you know. You ever remember the first time like the Akis like put you on the Amber White? The Amber White, like the little oils, little smells.
Lenny
Kravitz seems like he knows all those guys.
Yes.
He
smells oils, so like almond oils.
If you go to like any inner city, like you go to Newark or like Harlem or something, like there's always like the oil man that sells like a bunch of
that you roll on.
They're just roll on joints and they just smell
after you
like.
Shower?
I just walk past them.
You should look into it.
You put up. Yep, see? Gotta get put on that Amber White, yo.
I got my. The oils?
No, I got my smell good, so I'm straight.
Just saying.
I don't need a little Amber White.
I put the oils with the
yeah,
perfume.
You gotta mix it with a little bit of the moisturizers too, man. It helps wake up.
I mean,
the senses.
My skin is good and my skin's bright, smooth, so I'm good.
All right.
My senses are good.
So stubborn.
Right?
I'm good.
Like everybody's dad is just like you, like, nah, I'm good.
Why does that bother people so much? If I say I'm good,
you get,
and it has nothing to do with y'all. I'm not saying y'all shouldn't do it. I'm not asking why. I just said, yo,
like
I'm good.
It.
I said, yo, I'm good.
You might like it.
You know I ain't tried it before.
Did you?
No.
Exactly.
I'm good, bro. I'm good.
Hey,
I'm gonna bring you some oils from the African man on 25.
Lowe just does not like trying.
No, y'all just so happy go lucky. Just like, yo, if I don't like something, I don't
like
something.
My fault for being happy go.
Damn.
So I can't.
You're the older time in the big house. You know?
I can't say nah, I'm good. That means I'm mad. I just said nah, I'm good.
I'm not saying you're mad. Definitely
it's just
grumpy.
Like, yo, I'm good. How am I grumpy?
But it's because you like, just remind me of everyone's dad that's like stuck in their ways and just won't.
I don't understand. Like we stay out the way. We're not even in the way. We're not causing no commotion. We're doing our regular routine. We staying in our pocket. Okay. We're minding our business. Why does that bother people
so
much?
Stick to what I like.
Right. Why does that make people so uneasy and uncomfortable?
No, you know what, though?
It kind of...
That's your fault.
Can I be honest?
Because I already know you're going to go with it.
Can I be
that's
honest?
Your fault.
What?
That makes you uncomfortable?
No.
What?
It kind of slams the conversation shut. Like, even like...
Y'all just had a beautiful conversation. I said, no, I'm good.
Yeah, but, you know, we could have went another level. If you were just like, oh, yeah, you
African
know,
oils?
Right.
I'm good.
Okay. It's
Okay. Certain things I'm just good on. Other things, nigga, we can go for hours.
I know.
So let's not do that.
But certain things,
I make
like,
my own shea butter.
You do? How? How do you do that?
A bunch of different oils. You boil it and then you put it.
You know, is it like cost effective? It seems like an expensive habit.
I just like to do
is that
it.
A hobby? You bored?
No, it makes your skin feel great.
No, I'm saying like, did you pick it up as a hobby?
No, I just wanted to see if I could do it.
Mm. Isn't that a hobby?
No, because I don't do it all the time. I just wanted to see if I wanted to do it.
So you only did it one time?
Twice.
You could plan on doing it again?
Maybe.
Sounds like a hobby.
It smells really good. Makes your skin feel great.
I bet it does.
Sounds like a good hobby right there.
I always like to have some shea butter type products for the lotion. You know what I mean?
Hey, me too. I like shea butter as well. I have shea butter lotion in the house.
See, do you use oils for your beard? Hold on. How about this one? Do you use oils for your beard?
Yeah, I use Lush.
Lush.
It's not oils, it's like beard oil.
Beard butter.
Yeah. It's not an oil, but it's a butter.
I like that. I usually don't like men with like big beards, but
it's weird though. This is like
no. I'm gonna tell you why.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I could tell you why.
My beard used to be like
men be beard fishing, bro. Don't ever date a man that you meet with a beard.
Can I tell you?
You
something?
Gotta see him without the beard first.
Wait. Time out.
Because then you see him without the beard, you're like, What the fuck is this? Get out of my house.
The weave.
Yeah.
The makeup and the weave is a beard or a hat.
We losing recipes.
Damn.
Niggas are losing recipes.
She just low-key came for you a little bit.
No, she didn't, because my shit has been here for the last 12 years.
But I've seen him without a beard.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
And I still look good.
But I'm saying there's men.
There are niggas that do that. They go home, unstrap it, hang it up. Wash it, condition it.
What were you gonna say, Cass, about the beard? Fishing.
Niggas be beard fishing.
I was saying that was a big reason why I like shave my shit down a little bit. Like I used to keep a like hardened like beard for a while, and then like one time I was am I beard fishing? Like am I like?
Well, no, because you're not, we've also seen you without the beard.
Yeah, like I was like, damn, okay, I got a jawline. It's not gone yet.
Let's just take Harden as an example.
Okay.
When have we seen him without a beard?
Not since college.
Yeah, not since college.
If you see that man without a beard, like the day he shaves his beard is going to be like the day. Remember when Iverson like cut his braids for All-Star Game and everyone's like, oh shit. Yeah, I cut his braids. That's going to be the same thing if James Harden never cuts his beard. I hope he does it one day though.
And how do
you know you hope he does?
And how do you think he's going to look?
Yeah.
Probably younger.
Like a person. Yeah, he'll probably look a lot younger.
But to women who find him attractive, they're gonna see him and be like,
I can't say I've heard women say like, yo, that nigga's fine as hell.
But the beard gives him a little. Oomph.
But there's some other people that like are a little, you know what I mean? Like the face brings out. Like sometimes they're hiding the handsomeness in the beard.
Sometimes it looks too rugged. I hope that
you know. Sometimes people are better clean cut.
That's true.
That has a beard and has never cut it off gets traded to the Yankees.
Whether
or not they play baseball.
What kind of theory is that?
But that's the thing though, right? Like
because
not
you gotta
for nothing.
Cut it.
That was Steinbrenner's thing. Like, yo, if you play for the Yankees, you can't have no facial hair. Like,
oh, he said that?
Yeah, that's still a thing.
That's racist.
That's still a thing. Like no sideburns, nothing on your face. It's the Yankees, bro. I'm like, pass me the razor, brother. Like, yo.
This sounds a little racist to me.
No, but it's cool tradition though. Like I kind of like that. Like I hear where you're coming from.
You see what I'm saying?
How's that racist? In most cases, how is that? What does beard have to do with racism?
No, I don't think. I know what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
Well, explain to me.
In most cases, I'd be like, all right, like what does a beard have to do with how good somebody?
My mustache, my goatee, and like, yeah, like what do we like?
Especially with like hair and like athletics and like you know all that type of shit.
It makes me
a little uneasy. So in most cases I'll understand what you're saying, but for me, like I don't know if it's because I'm a New Yorker or something, but like there's something a little cool about like still having like that old tradition, like especially if you're gonna play for like the New York Yankees, like the sports franchise in America. You know what I mean? Like
baseball old traditions tend to be a little.
This is true.
And that's where I'm making the correlation because it's like, we saw how this started.
This is true.
So now when you're saying, oh, you know, it's cool that they're still implementing old traditional rules. I'm like, yeah, I get it.
I mean, in a way,
because of the franchise, I get it.
Yeah.
But because of. I'm on the fence.
Only because it's the Yankees. Yo. I'm on the fence. Like, I don't know, maybe because I'm a New Yorker and like I'll just be like, yo, just having the pinstripes on if you grew up playing baseball, I never grew up playing baseball, but I could assume if you're a Yankee fan or grew up in, you know, playing that sport, you want to play for the Yankees, like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'll shave the beard. Like, you kidding me? Like, it's the Yankees.
I get it.
You know, but at the same time, like,
I'm not mad at it. I'm just saying,
I can see how that could be like,
yeah, like, oh.
Like, are you not going to draft?
Like you said, because of the franchise, because of who the Yankees are, what they represent.
Like, Freeway was the number one prospect. Like, Freeway's the number one Yankee prospect.
You're going to make Freeway cut the beard?
And you're like, oh, you're going to make I cut his beard? You're not going to draft him just because you know you're not going to cut? You know what I mean? So I understand that. Like, but I get it.
That's all we
the Yankees, though, man. Yankees signed me tomorrow. I'm like, I'll clean shave me today, my guy.
I mean, but like that yours wouldn't really make a difference if you like clean shaved it.
Now me. Oh, no. If I was straight bare face, I still think this would look crazy. Like if I went bare face.
That'll still look crazy for the Yankees?
Yeah, I think so. No, I mean just me personally.
Oh, okay.
Like,
okay.
Even though like it's shaved down a little bit more, I still think if I went all the way like straight butt-ass naked face.
Yeah.
It's not even so much the beard, it's the mustache. Once the mustache is gone,
What
is it about mustaches that just make you feel like...
But I will say this. Dominicans have this weird trend going on right now because of El Alfa.
Yeah.
Where they'll have a beard. Ooh. El Alfa is a Spanish rapper. He's actually really big, guys.
Okay.
No, he just dropped the album with all those features on it.
Yes, he's actually really big, guys.
Ebro, okay. No. I know Ebro interviewed him last week. So yeah, I know.
He's Puerto Rican. You're talking about the other guy. I saw Ebro.
Okay, my fault.
He's Puerto Rican. El Alfa is Dominican.
Alpha.
But he has this trend going on.
El Alfa. Okay.
He has this trend going on where you have like a beard or facial hair, but no mustache. Like just the complete opposite. Nah, and it's weird as shit. And I fucking hate it.
There's something about a naked top lip that doesn't seem
But now everybody uptown's doing it. And I'm like, y'all got to stop.
Don't do that. I mean, I'd rather go straight mustache. And
I'd rather that for y'all too.
The no mustache beard.
Something about it.
No must like a naked lip is just not trustworthy.
It's weird.
Like, nah, I'm not. I don't. Huh?
What's up?
Remember when LeBron had that mustache?
I can see, yeah, like certain mustaches look distinguished. You know what I mean?
LeBron had that mustache where he had no beard.
Yeah.
He had none of this.
He looked 42 years old. He looked like Delroy Lindo.
Bro, he looked like a train conductor. Like, Jesus, bro. Like, what made you do that?
I'm going to try it one day, though. I'm definitely going to try the mustache one day.
I'm good.
Just do it.
I'm going to do it.
Kaz is the person to do that shit. I mean, he went bald.
It's hair, bro.
And then got braids.
Just do it.
I don't know how he did that.
It's hair, bro. It grows.
It wasn't. Right,
it's the illusion of how he did that shit so fast.
I was an illusion. I grew my hair to cut it off.
I don't know how
that's how nature works, yo. I'm not 50. I can grow. Like, my hair can still grow.
He thought that bald headed shit was a good look. I'm like, bro, don't do this shit.
It grew back.
I like it.
As it should.
I like the bald look.
I didn't like it.
It was just so much maintenance. It was more maintenance than anything else.
Yeah.
Like a regular haircut, I'm good for a couple of weeks. It's, braids, I'm good for a couple of weeks.
I mean, I taught myself how to cut my my baldy during the pandemic. I would do that. Yeah, I did that. I think I would do it every like 2 days.
Okay. You shaved or you used a like machine?
I had like a razor. Not a razor, but I had like clippers.
Gotcha.
Did you ask Niles for help? Because he does that shit religiously every 2 days.
Nah, I just literally looked in the mirror, shaved it, and then turned around. Huh? Nah.
Yeah, if you ever want to fuck with a bald man, just like look behind his head and be like, ooh, I think you missed this.
See, why would you
do
that?
They would be like, oh my God,
do that?
Where?
Men in general.
And then I walk up to her and be like, oh, your track's falling out.
See, you can't even do all that,
but
bro.
But if I did that, I'd have any tracks on. Yeah, right. Like, okay, sure.
So I'm like, all right, well, I'm just saying, a piece of something's hanging.
All right, at least I didn't miss a spot.
I'm saying something's hanging back there, so you might want to check that shit out.
Then call him Patchy for the rest of the day.
Call her
Lucy for the rest of the day. Loose track back there.
Women are just such snipers when it comes to like lowering your
When a woman
is time to like lower your self confidence, they don't machine gun with you. They just hit you.
Oh nigga, I will give you
right in the spot.
I will give you a headshot. But see, like, that's the bad thing about it, because it's like, you can't say certain shit to women, because it's like, when I say some shit, I'm aiming to hurt your feelings.
But you don't want to, though, man. Like, I don't even want... That's
if you, but if you even start if with I, me, if you start with me, then I'm aiming to hurt your feelings.
Even if I'm mad at a woman, I still don't want to hurt your feelings. Like, there's still a part of me where I'm like, I don't
we'll
want to see you.
We'll never let it go.
You'll never let it go.
Yeah, you never let
and
it go.
Even as, like, even as mad as I am, like, I don't want to see you, like, crying or sad because of some shit I fucking said. So I'll take the L. But, yo, when y'all feel like hurting feelings, yo, oh, my God, there's no... That's why your mother never loved you. What? What? Where did that come from? What are you talking about?
2 hours later, you sit downstairs. She's like, I thought you... she did love me.
I'm like, that's why. I'm like, that's why. Like, that's why it's not your real father.
It's like, wait, what?
Like, I will see. I will go there.
That's petty key, man. You go low.
I will. You nigga, go low. You gonna tell me that's why my mom never loved me? That's why that's not your real pops.
Amen.
About three niggas running around the neighborhood. That could be your father.
But
that's
whatever,
but, so it's not.
But do you
Lisa
know
had
why,
a father figure.
But do you know why women are so good at that, though, right?
I have a comeback
right?
for everything.
That comeback doesn't even hold weight, because that's something you can prove. Women will say something that will just fuck with you mentally that you could never fucking
prove.
Figure out.
You'll never know.
Just sit there and like, did you? Like, if you say, that's not your father. Well, like, no, actually, here's... Right, here,
it's not my dad.
That's my dad.
But at least I had a father figure, so next.
That's good. But they will say something that will just be a little fucking... thing that you don't even realize is like a rhetorical answer, a rhetorical question, a question that doesn't require an answer. But when they want to hurt you, it'll just...
No, you just got to be prepared for it. Like, I've been in arguments and situations where women have said things like really detrimental shit. And I'm just like, now I'm just like, okay, like... I've heard a lot of dirty, nasty shit. So it's like, but so little you can say now that's really going to infiltrate and be like, oh my God.
But it's not meant to hit you in the moment. It's meant to hit you later on.
No, things hit me
like,
right there.
It's a proximity mind. Like, that should just sit
things
there.
Hit me right there. Beep, beep, beep,
I do beep, both. Beep.
Yeah.
I do in the moment. I do like, you gonna think about this shit later.
God, why? Why do y'all do that?
I'm just...
Well, sometimes I spare men.
Okay.
A lot. And then when I really want to hurt you, I'm like, you know what? Ego. I'm going straight for your ego.
Ew.
I'm gonna tell you some shit that you know is true. And you can't even like rebuttal. You're just gonna be
see,
like,
and this is why,
right, bitch.
And this,
see,
like, and
right.
This is why,
you
this
took
is why,
me there, though.
See, this is why sometimes you don't want to have conversations or be vulnerable with people, because it's like, this mentality.
That's why men. That's why men. Like,
I'm like,
here come the walls coming up.
Like, all right, like, this is what we gonna do.
I trusted you with this information, like,
and you threw it right back. I'm like, oh,
like, you want to be like, I told you that in confidence, bitch.
That's it. Like, I literally told you this in confidence.
It doesn't even have to be something like that. It could be something like factual, like.
But
something
why are you
that
saying
know
it
about
for
shit.
What? What are you saying it for?
The fact that you would say it there in that moment, you know what you're doing.
Right.
You
well, don't it. Take us there.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You never want to get
or
there.
Or just have, better ways of communicating why you're angry.
But don't, in a heated
y'all,
argument,
not us,
don't
y'all.
Say crazy shit.
Don't get into it.
Don't do crazy shit.
Don't get into it. Don't get into a...
Just
who
don't
can
do
get
it.
Lower
that's
contest?
I'm not arguing.
Don't do it. Please don't do it.
Don't get into a limbo contest with your lady.
I will not argue. All right, cool. I'm like, you got it.
They got stronger hips, yo, man. They got it lower than
exactly.
Us.
You got it. And I feel like they feel like it's worse when you're just like, okay, you got it.
Yeah.
You're right. I apologize.
Yeah,
I feel
that
like
does piss me off a lot.
So it's like, I'm acknowledging what I did. I'm trying to understand why you're
don't
upset.
Don't okay me to death. I might fuck around and slap
sometimes
you.
That's all I got in the arsenal, bro.
Okay.
That's all I got. Sometimes I'm just out of bullets. So I'm like, all right, you're going to get these. All right, you got it.
Okay.
But when this shit comes, when you think about this in a couple weeks,
I'm going to have some shit. I had an ex that did that. I'm like, I want to punch in your face. React.
Sometimes that's all you got.
Say something back.
And we know that's all you want, too. You want that.
Like, I'm just not fighting an winnable battles. Like, I you're upset.
Yeah.
I'm understanding why you're upset, and you're repeating yourself, and it's just like, okay, I get it. I'm sorry. I acknowledge what I did. Let's move on. And then 5 minutes later, you're just regurgitating the same shit.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're right. You're right, bro. Lo, you've had an eventful week this week.
Uh-huh.
You had a very eventful week. Folks who may not know, or if you're watching this show, I'm sure you do know, Lo's a co-host on the show for Apple Music Radio with Ebro and the Deska, two wonderfully influential, talented, great people. And he made a lot of a stir that ended up on Breakfast Club, ended up on all over social media, ended up in many interviews. You was with Jermaine Dupri and Currency the other night during the whole shit. Like, and you said, and I don't know what, actually, I'll let you tell the story. Like, what prompted this whole 50 and Wayne?
I hate how deep this has gotten, and it's, I mean, I don't really care, but it's just so it's so funny how crazy it's gotten over the last 2 days.
But this is the beauty of it, though, because this is your platform.
This is what I do.
This is your opportunity to show your work.
I explained everything on Twitter. If you actually watch the interview, the show Rap Life, it's laid out there of why I said what I said and where it originated from. But because people only saw a 1 minute clip. And, you know, Charlamagne the God only saw a 1 minute clip and went off on a tangent because he didn't comprehend what I was saying. This is why, what?
Yeah, I was about to say, just explain exactly what it was.
I said we were having a group chat discussion, me, Ebro, Nadeska, my boy Eddie from L.A., Sasha, Simone, like, you know, just having a regular conversation about what we're going to talk about on Rap Life and this, that, and the third. So the first conversation was based around... can 50 be Future?
Okay.
Right? And someone had prompted that in a tweet, I think, last week. And I said...
Wait, like in a Versus?
Yeah. And I said 50... I said 50 might give Future a problem.
Okay.
Right? So people started talking about that, this, that, and the third. We brought it to the group chat. And then Wayne's name came up. Right?
Okay.
Ebro was like, man, 50's gonna wash Wayne.
Okay.
Then Eddie was like, in what world... is 50 gonna wash Wayne? So then we go to the show and I said 50 is going to beat Wayne. He's not gonna wash Wayne. I said I think 50 can beat Wayne because one, he doesn't have a Get Rich or Die Trying, and that album has 8 to 10 records you can pull from and be a crutch for the battle. Now I'm not negating Wayne's category, you know, I'm not his catalog, I'm not negating none of that, because we Carter 1, 2, 3,
okay,
all the Cash Money albums,
of course,
features, freestyles, mixtapes, it's a big bag. And I made this particular point that only a certain amount of people saw. I said, if he does not sequence and play shit correctly,
for sure,
it can be a long fucking night for Lil Wayne, because 50's output is not as massive as Wayne's is. So 50 doesn't have that much to pull from.
Okay.
And what he's pulling from is very precise and it's very massive and it's very big. Wayne has so many directions to pull from, and if he plays the wrong songs, depending on where this battle takes place, depending on what the audience looks like, it could be a very fucking long night for Lil Wayne.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's a wash.
Okay.
I'm putting my money on 50, but I think if it's not placed correctly, if he doesn't do it correctly, I think 50 beats Wayne. And then it just started to become this battle of like the words and insulting, and you don't know this, that, and the third, but the same shit.
But that's beautiful though, man. Yeah. I just want to give you a fucking.
I'm not proud that niggas don't know how to articulate themselves.
No, listen. Like, there's not a lot of people out there in the rap media space that still care about motherfucking like conversations like this, right? Mm-hmm. Like a lot of times you see rap media figures on podcasts or whatever, and they're regurgitating bullshit, regurgitating fucking beefs and just shit that's not culturally conducive to why we like doing this shit.
Yeah.
So anytime, I don't give a fuck, anytime I see on the timeline and it's a conversation about music, that's a good fucking conversation to have. And if it goes through other channels and breakfast clubs and whatever, people calling you out your name because they're passionate and give a fuck about the shit, that is a good thing. That is why most people out there try to build hip hop platforms or build voices like that, to have those conversations, to make sure that people, because we know there's people out there that you probably found out firsthand, really give a fuck about this type of shit.
Yeah.
It's not all about fucking who's fucking who and who's Krishan and Blueface and fucking the shit, how just shitty rap media has been for so long. It's shitty. It is fucking shitty, yo.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jeff and Eric Rosenthal. They just dropped the fucking Blog Era podcast that's coming out. They premiered at South by Southwest, and like you know, I always talk about the blogger or whatever, and the music is one thing.
Yeah.
But just the way it was covered was fucking different. People gave a fuck about, like, catalogs and music.
Yeah.
And that's why Versus got people so excited, because all these conversations that we used to have in barbershops, on the blogs, in the magazines, on the radio stations, like, yo, we're going to put this shit in arenas or wherever the fuck we're going to have it, or we're actually going to have this shit out live.
Yeah.
That's why it draws so much emotion, because now we see it and now we say it. So before we get into any bad conversation, I just want to say thank you for making rap conversations happen about rap music. Thank you for that, Low. Now, that being said,
appreciate that.
Let's set the table, okay? 50 Cent and Lil Wayne, a very fun conversation to have.
Yes.
Because to me, in the past two decades, the most commercially successful rappers to me, Small Room, like Hov, well, fuck that, Eminem, 50,
Nelly,
Wayne, Hov, Drake, I guess,
if you throw Drake in there.
Those are just commercially successful. And if we're talking about the highest heights of all those guys,
it's 50.
It could be argued 50 and Wayne had the highest heights out of all of those guys.
Okay.
Maybe Eminem.
Yeah, you know what I mean? M is...
Maybe Eminem.
Top of the food chain when we come to, like, to success.
But as far as, like, heat, like, as far as, like, a person who popped off and just, like, had a moment and just fucking got so hot so fast, I only saw it with 50 Cent, and I only saw it with Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Right? So that's why it's a fun conversation to have. Let's talk about... Let's dive deep into this conversation. Let's show your goddamn work.
Okay.
Low. So you said 50 Cent, and obviously, sequencing, picking the right songs, picking the right DJ, performing these things, all crucial to Versus stuff. So let's throw that out the window. We can't program the shit for them.
Yeah.
Let's just go straight off the records.
Okay.
Who got the bigger records? Okay. Who got the best records, right?
Okay.
You saying, are we going commercial 50 and Wayne who had the bigger records?
This is what I'm saying.
Or are we going mixtape Wayne and 50 who had the bigger? They both had pretty equal impact on the mixtape game.
But you're not going to perform a mixtape record.
Why not?
Either one of them is not going to perform a mixtape record, because we're looking at who has the biggest records, the biggest smashes. Those mixtape records aren't smashes. They are culturally important.
Okay.
And I do feel like sometimes these Versus battles, some of the people that are there don't necessarily understand the impact with either one. Like, a lot of people may not understand the DJ Who Kid G-Unit radio series.
Right.
A lot of other kids may not understand Dedication, No Ceiling, Sorry for the Drought, or Sorry for the Wait, The Drought. They may not understand that. Perfect example, when we watched the Lox and Dipset, That Jada freestyle was
one of the biggest moments from that, and it wasn't a smash hit.
But hear me out.
Okay.
Hear me out. They thought that was new.
Okay.
There was a lot of people in there that thought that was new, and it wasn't what the record was.
Right.
It was how he performed it. So when you just say, well, we got to throw out the performance aspect, no, we don't. We got to keep that in there.
Okay, but I'm saying for the variable, because we can't prove it. Nobody, if we're going to preview the Lox versus Dipset fucking a battle, we just got to do records. I can't put into the, well, he's going to do this freestyle and it's going to come at such a certain point in time.
But
it's going to feel like.
But also, that wasn't planned.
Of course it was. I mean,
no.
We don't know what was planned.
No. He said that wasn't, like, because they had a set list.
Okay.
He told, like, I think he did an interview, I forgot what magazine or whatever. He said they had a set list of songs that they knew that was coming up.
Okay.
And that Yo Tech, let's make something happen, that was just because they couldn't communicate.
Okay.
So, like, he was like, yo, he just threw that on.
All right, so put it like this, right? You say, I don't think you're giving a lot of 50 and Wayne fans credit as far as, like, mixtape records.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying
I think of How to Rob would have went off. I think of fucking...
The first one then.
I'm thinking there's a lot of mixtape 50 records that would fucking...
Well, How to Rob is off the Power of a Dollar, so that's not really his first album off
of
Columbia.
So, what was the joints that he had? Like, he had a couple of, like, G-mixes that he was doing.
Victory?
Not even the Victory.
That started out as a freestyle.
Yeah, I mean, shit, Banks is on that shit.
There
was a bunch of joints off that off them Guess Who's Back mixtapes.
I mean, he had the remix with Right There.
So are you counting remix? I mean, mixtapes?
We can count anything you want. Oh. We can count anything you want. But I'm just saying, because of Wayne's massive output and how he how he has his hand in every aspect of hip hop, every aspect. How do you pull 20 from all of that?
Yeah,
you gotta put. You gotta. How? They gotta be crowd pleasers. They gotta be something that, like, at the end of the day, I think they're so evenly matched. And why I thought it was such a great conversation, because like, damn, they really do have like outside of the fact that like even though 50 like kind of stepped back from putting out a lot of like consistent music, he still has that Pop Smoke album to his name, which has a lot of hits, and he still has probably the most recognizable fucking
theme song
on TV, right? So it's like,
let's not, bro, stop throwing shade on my man 50. I get it. Wayne is on a part two run of his feature thing right now.
But wait, now let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Not you, Lo. Let me ask you a question. Break down what you meant when you said Wayne does not have a get rich or die trying.
Ooh, yeah, please.
When you look at Carter 1, Carter 2, Carter 3, or you look at the Carter series,
okay,
all phenomenal work.
Okay.
Phenomenal pieces of work, right? But when you look at Get Rich or Die Trying.
Well, you know how I feel about that album.
Right.
So.
When you look at Get Rich or Die Trying, if he wanted to.
No skips.
If he wanted to, he has 8 to 10 records to lean on from that album. Dwayne Carter does not have an album that has 8 to 10.
Now you said his real name.
I'm sorry, Lil Wayne.
Curtis
Jackson.
Dwayne.
He doesn't. To me, and this is all, again, this is all subjective, but just to me, Lil Wayne does not have on any of his albums 8 to 11 records that he could just lean on one album where he could just lean. Like, he could just lean for a minute.
I don't think he needs that. He has so many.
I'm just saying, I get it. But I'm saying just that's how massive that one album is.
So to me personally, I hear where you're coming from, right? But as much as 50's other output has been strong.
Yeah.
Get Rich or Die Trying is where the most of his like heat is at. Like,
so you're proving my point.
All right, but Wayne, I think personally, Wayne has more his feature run just
alone.
So we're
saying the same thing because I just think
you're putting a lot of emphasis on that album. As far as, but like, that was my point for album battle, though.
I never said that.
I know, but I'm saying if you're saying somebody doesn't have a Get Rich or Die Trying, it's like, okay, I don't know if that takes away from a versus battle because
I never said that.
Okay, so why did you say it?
Because it's true
to you, but
to a lot of people.
All right, but here's my thing.
To a lot of people.
But here's my thing. I didn't say
50 wins automatically because of this album. I'm saying Wayne doesn't have that bona fide album to pull from. And I'm saying when you say pull from,
what do you mean?
This record, that record, this record.
All right,
but
you don't have to do that in a versus.
I'm not saying it's an advantage that 50 has over
Wayne.
In that particular topic, yes. When you just said about the feature run, that's Wayne's advantage.
I think personally, if you're playing the same songs off the same album, if it's a versus battle,
I would be like, what else you got?
It's like, you ain't got no other
you
shit.
Not, this, you is ain't
album? This is only a hot I'm shit.
That's how good I am. Like, that's how good my shit is.
I don't know.
And I'm not
that
saying
one, and see, Wayne could come back with that one album.
That was that one album.
And I'm already 10 records in.
Cool.
And I haven't touched anything else.
And wait till I get in my bag.
But here's the thing. He was 4.
If he goes in the touch, and here's me personally, if I'm at the versus battle, and he starts going into other records that aren't Get Rich or Die Trying, I'm like, these are cool.
I was just about to say, do you understand?
I'm not saying he has to go 8 out the gate from Get Rich or Die Trying. I'm not saying that's how he has to start the show. He could start the show with Many Men and then go to, Stunt 101. Then come back. I'm just saying he could pick throughout the night from that album.
I'm going to say... You have to really, really be a 50 fan to know his mixtape shit.
You have to be a Wayne fan to know. What?
Because I'll tell you what.
He has 3 different mixtape series. And you're telling me the casual fan knows all that shit? You're bugging.
Ooh, Wayne has a lot more shit that casual people would know.
Yeah.
Versus 50.
We're talking about mixtapes. I'm not talking about, no, I'm not talking about like commercial shit.
I don't think, here's the thing, I'm going both ways
people, because I'm saying
people not knowing records between Wayne and 50, I think is a moot point. I think motherfuckers know Wayne and 50 records, right? It's not like they're not gonna play something so deep in the cut that someone's gonna be like, I don't know why he played fucking track 17 off of you know, the Summer on Shootout mixtape, whatever the fuck it's called. What was the shit? Mm-hmm.
That was Fab's tape.
Not Fab. The soul tape. He had the other Fab.
Why are you thinking about Fab? Was it Fab on the way here?
50 Damn. Had 50 had that other mixtape where it was just like nothing but soul samples. I forgot the name of that shit.
See, I wouldn't know.
Down with the King or some shit like that.
Something like that. It was like Crown is King, some shit. But whatever. Anyway, I don't know, man. To me personally, I think Carter 2 and Carter 3. All right, Carter 2 was culturally, I think, just as strong as Get Rich or Die Trying. And commercially, I think Carter 3 is just as good as Get Rich or Die Trying.
Commercially?
Yeah.
Like numbers wise?
Yeah.
Is Carter 3 Diamond?
I think so.
Is it?
It should be, yeah. One Platinum. It might be. I'm pretty sure it is.
Not Platinum.
Yeah, I know. I know. I said it went Platinum first week. We know that. But I'm sure it's Diamond by now.
All right. Being that this is a conversation, is this shit happening or is this a conversation?
No, it's just a conversation.
I started the conversation.
It's just a conversation.
It was just a conversation.
But nah, man, I think commercially, Carter 3 and Get Rich or Die Trying are pretty close in sales. Six times platinum.
It's not even Diamond.
Okay. And how much is Get Rich or Die Trying?
10 times plus.
Yeah, we'll find it. Anyway. But yeah, I mean,
it's ten times what's
4 million records, right? So
yeah, all right, you sell 4 million
I'm
records.
I'm saying commercially, it's comparable. That was the whole point I was trying to say. Like, I think that was the album that I think had the most like successful Wayne singles.
What is it?
Off of that.
12, woo,
yeah,
12.
That was a monster. I mean, that was a monster. 12. Listen,
that's all. That's all
bro,
I'm saying.
Get Rich or Die Trying. I really understand.
He said what?
12 million.
Damn,
nigga, that's.
In 2003.
That was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I remember when that album came out.
We all do.
That was an album. I mean,
that was a time.
That album was such a like, it wasn't even just about the album. Like, that was such like a stars aligning moment for like a nigga like him. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just like, I think in this conversation, the way 50 has the advantage when you talk about Get Rich or Die Trying, because like nobody's ever had a debut like that. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's having, I don't remember anyone having that much hype. Like, Wayne was kind of like a child star. So we kind of seen him grow up.
Yeah. Into 50 just like, came in and kicked the door open.
Right.
And when 50 came in with all these phenomenal ass records. Like, where the
and
fuck
you got
did
Eminem
you come
and
from?
Doc,
on one album.
And you got the two biggest people backing you in Eminem and Dr. Dre. And
that's all I'm saying.
You know what
bro.
I mean? Like, so obviously, yes.
Yo, Wayne, don't forget how Wayne, had, not Wayne, 50 had everybody wearing them white beaters too.
Not everybody.
Them thick. A lot of people.
Them was Brazil tops. Had
motherfuckers in a chokehold. Yeah.
So like I said, this is no disrespect to, you know, Wayne, his legacy, his catalog.
Yeah, you say sorry right now.
I'm not saying sorry for shit because I'm still standing on my point.
Say
50's going
to
beat Wayne. I'm not saying sorry to nothing.
I'm so angry, yo.
No, because everybody be like, yo, you got to apologize. When you do the podcast, you got to apologize. I'm like, no, I'm not apologizing because I'm not fitting y'all narrative. Fuck out of here. I think 50's gonna beat Wayne. Do I think it's gonna be a wash? No, not at all. But I think 50 can beat Wayne.
All right, well, this is all hypothetically speaking because it's not even
a real thing, but it's just a fun conversation to have when it's time to. Man, how's it feel to breathe fresh freedom air, Rosie?
Don't you say no more drill jokes?
I'm just joking. I was trying to stall for time as I looked through these topics that Jake sent over. Yeah, this is true. So did anybody watch the Juicy Justice for Juicy documentary?
Nah, you told us about it.
Yeah, I watched it.
And you told us how hilarious it was, and you're still laughing. Wow, it's that funny. Okay.
Yo. Let me tell you something.
Is it called
Anatomy of a Hoax. Jussie Smollett.
Wait, Fox put that together, right?
Yes, it's on Fox Nation. So it's definitely a little skewed towards, you know what I mean?
Is it like documentary style?
Yeah, so they okay. got...
Bro, I feel like that shit is satire. From the clip that I saw, I'm like, this can't be real.
Because here's the thing, because...
This cannot be real. No, this
is just the clip that I saw...
Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing. That's why I was just like, okay, I was laughing for a while, and then I was like, all right, let me consider the outlet. And I'm just like, all right. There's definitely some...
Bro.
I'll tell you this.
Underlying.
I'll tell you this.
Of course. It's Fox. Of course
what,
it is.
What sucks about that is it really does paint, like, activism and a lot of the hashtag activism that popped off from, like, the last decade look a little crazy. Like, it definitely makes it look a little crazy. But that's the intention, right? Like, once you strip away all, like, the politicalness of why they would put so much effort into putting out a documentary about somebody who was on your network, on your one of your top-rated shows, and make him look as less credible as possible. Once you strip all of that down and the scariness of it, it is the funniest fucking thing I have ever seen. Yo.
I saw one clip.
Yo!
And they were explaining the night, like, in question, and how they were at the exact spot that it happened, right. And like
he's like rehearsing his lines. He's like, "Ain't that the Empire nigga?
Oh my god!" Like the camera is like the camera is like running down the street with them.
I'm like, "What are y'all doing?"
And I'm like, he's describing and like the dude, the main dude, the main brother's like describing as like how they were beating him up.
Yeah.
And he was like,
it's like, nah, son, make it look real.
He's like, make it look real.
So I was like, yeah. So I gotta let them all fall back.
One of the dudes.
Yo, hold on. These are actors.
These are the real brothers that did it.
So here's the thing. So the folks who may not know, this documentary that came out about Jussie Smollett, actor, Empire, several years ago, was accused of faking a hate crime, saying one of the coldest days in Chicago history during the polar vortex, he went out to get a Subway sandwich and was attacked by red Trump hat wearing MAGA people saying, "Hey, ain't that the Empire F word? Mm-hmm. Ain't that the Empire N word?" Like, and beating him up and putting, I guess, bleach on him and an unknown substance and like some noose around his neck or whatever.
This is wild.
So, in this documentary, they talk to, I guess, the two black brothers, the two black Nigerians.
The assailants.
That Jussie allegedly hired to carry out this hoax with him. And they talk to some people. They talk to some activists that Jussie knew. They talked to the police that worked on the case and everybody that was, you know, the news anchors that worked in Chicago, all the type of stuff. And again, I would like to preface, the one thing that I did take away from it is that it definitely did make it look like, you know, a lot of the hashtag activism was a little... OD, right?
From this case particularly?
So from looking at it from a Chicago point of view, right? Like, they're talking to the chief of police, they're talking to all these politicians, all this type of stuff, and they're basically saying in so many words, yo, Chicago, we fuck up as a city enough already, right? Like, we already got our shit that we're worried about, you know what I mean? But when it comes to, like, race already and how race decide so much of Chicago politics, especially with the people they elect into office and you know, just the relationship between the police and the community, especially in the inner city and everything that goes on with Chicago that we've, you know, that people have talked about in much larger and much more evolved stances than we have time for. They basically said, like, this is just a bad look for the city, right? Like, in the middle of all these protests, in the middle of, like, I don't know if it was George Floyd, but I forget which police shooting it was, but like it was in the midst of that while all these things were happening. You know what I'm saying? And like, you know, Trump is getting into office and it was a scary time.
Hashtag justice for Juicy.
Yeah. And dog, do you remember? Like, do you honestly remember the day that story broke?
I don't remember the day that shit broke because I really didn't give a fuck. But it was funny. I did not give a fuck.
I didn't either.
It was funny. Like when it all started to unravel.
I also didn't watch Empire, so I didn't know who the fuck he was.
I know who he was.
But when it started to like. What is it fake? When the rumors, because the rumors came out immediately. It was like 2 days later.
Because
it was like three o'clock in the morning.
Perfect storm of huh? Because I just remember hearing the word polar vortex for the first time. Right? Remember around that time?
Polar vortex
in Chicago. Yeah,
in Chicago, when it was just old, like it's deathly so cold. Fucking cold.
It's like below zero.
Like below zero, Windy City, and we know enough people in Chicago where it's like, yo, like this. So I remember vividly on the timeline.
Man, how are you going out at 3 o'clock in the morning for a Subway sandwich?
I'm like, for
and
Subway?
What's open?
Subway?
Is it open?
I'm like, is Subway?
Subway's not even open at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Is it open during a polar vortex?
And even even if you're going to Subway at 3 a.m, that's around the time where you getting the day old meat. You got the 20. You got the 18-hour meat.
Nothing makes sense. So, you like, can't sit McDonald's. And I would have like
anything.
Oh, okay, I get that.
I get that. Okay, because that's probably so, open.
Yeah, sometimes I need some fries or whatever. I get
anything.
That. And so Uber Eats is closed, or like the Uber, like nothing.
DoorDash,
Grubhub.
Nothing. It wasn't that nothing. Long ago. It was only a couple years ago.
It was 2020.
We were still ordering
Seamless.
Shit.
Was that long ago? Listen, it was so many.
This nigga went to
questions.
Subway.
It was questions immediately.
Because I remember when
the story first broke, I was like, damn, man, that's fucking crazy. Like the first thing, because the first headline
when I first saw, I was like, damn, that's fucked up.
Is like, you know, I knew he was a gay actor and like saying he got beat up by a red hat wearing Trump. MAGA people.
It kind of matched the
what was going on at the time.
The climate around the time was like, damn, that probably could happen.
That's,
you know what I'm
up.
Saying?
So but when
like,
he said up. Subway,
but then we started thinking like, damn, it was what really. You, I was like, in Chicago? I was
is
like,
that cold? Why are you
like
really
fucking cold that day? I was like,
I'm like, oh, if he went to Harold's, I'm like, maybe. 3 a.m. I'm like, how's not open that late?
For a sweet onion chicken teriyaki?
For a foot long?
I mean...
For a foot
the macadamia long? Cookies, though. Not gonna hold you.
Hey, the chocolate chip cookies,
might make
too.
That move.
Now, hold on. Macadamia cookies?
Said,
that word. That word put me in the blender a couple... That word put me in the blender a couple months ago. Maldamian. That word put me in the blender a couple episodes ago. Matter of fact, roll that clip right
Mount
now.
Mount
Rushmore.
Yo, me and Kaz looked at each other. We're like,
wait, what?
He started describing it, the one with the white. We're like,
Macadamia? Bro,
was that the word you were trying to use?
And he goes, yes, that word.
That word put me, listen, y'all thought my mentions was in a blender with this Wayne and 50 shit? That word put me in a blender. I'm like,
said, yeah, oh, that one.
That word kicked my ass.
Jesus Christ.
Way worse than Jesse Smollett. All right, my fault.
Yeah. No. So anyway, they interview these Nigerians.
They're Nigerians?
Yeah.
And their brothers.
Oh. And
Cass's people.
Don't do that. Unfortunately for Jesse,
they are.
Bro.
They yeah, are. Technically.
I was like, this is my tribe. as soon as they were explaining the story, I'm like, I know their type very well.
The nigga did that shit.
Unfortunately for Jussie, like these two Nigerian brothers are like mad charismatic and funny. Like the way they're like I'm like, yo, the fucked up shit about it is
the
like
the way they narrated
they're
that
gonna
shit.
Become stars off of this because they're just the way they were retelling the story. It was like I was watching it was better than the Chris Rock thing.
Bro.
It was better than the Chris Rock stand-up.
I want to watch it.
I was better than the Chris Rock stand-up. Like, watching that, I was dying.
I want to watch it tonight. I'm going to watch it tonight.
It's just them, like...
It was so... Because it was such a stupid story. Yeah. Like, it was a stupid story from jump. The only people I wanted to hear from were those two motherfuckers right there.
I mean, if anything got done on that documentary is finding them two idiots and retelling.
Yo.
What were they... I got to watch it.
No, like, so they were in the alley, right? And he was like... Yo, he's not here yet. And they didn't have any phones because he was like, oh, we don't want to have any phones. He's like, yo, what do we do? What do we do? He's not here yet. All of a sudden, they see him. Ain't you that black faggot? Like, whoa! But that's like, they were really, that was said on the day. So then, like, at the end, when he's like, I threw him to the ground, and then I threw the noose on him. I'm like,
he's like, I just threw it on his neck.
I just threw it on his face.
and then you see the surveillance video.
Bro.
You see the surveillance video of him walking back into his apartment with the noose around his neck and the subway in his bag.
How did he get there?
And then the cops come in. And the cops have like the video, like the body cams.
This is when they're in a condo.
And they're in this condo, yeah. And he's still wearing the dance. And the cop was like, sir, can you please
just take the You never thought to take it off?
That nigga was wearing a noose, like, you know when you come home from like a wedding chain. And like and your tie is just hanging around your neck and your collar's open? That's how
when you go
that
to
he was wearing the noose the entire
when you go to
time.
A theme party like the and they give you beads and shit. Yeah, I was
like, bro, he was wearing that noose like Mardi Gras beads,
yo.
Just dangling around his neck and shit.
Sir, please,
take the noose off.
Yeah. He's just taking the noose off. Like,
you can take the noose
I
off.
I want to see him say it. We didn't even put it around his neck. We just threw it on his face.
The wild shit.
He just threw it on his face.
And then you remember, like, the week later, you remember he had a show. Mm-hmm. Remember, like, he was, like, singing and performing. This motherfucker performed.
He
performed for, like, the Obama.
Was he still wearing the noose?
No, he was at some club. He was at some club in Chicago performing.
Yeah.
And
he's describing, like, what happened. And then at the end, he was like, but I let's need y'all know. I fought the fuck back. And everyone's like, whoa. Everybody's like, yeah.
Justice for Juicy.
And then he was like, I'm the gay Tupac. And everyone was like, once he said that shit, that was the telltale sign for America.
That
where
even
it was like,
mean?
You're the gay
Why
Tupac.
But no, serious
Wait,
question.
The gay Tupac, so that means he's not a good MC.
What does it?
Stop. That's not the conversation we're having, Trollkey.
First of all, what does that even mean?
That's what I'm saying. Tupac, I'm like, Tupac's looking down like,
Tupac caught a stray for no, like, what did I do?
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. I caught that.
He looked up or sideways?
Yeah, he looked up. Like, don't do that.
I'm like,
you trying to do that shit on the slide, too. He was like, I'm like, come on, bro. Don't, like, chill.
He looked up sideways? Tupac was in the crowd talking about, hey, man. I didn't even do that.
That's fucked up.
Tupac was actually in the crowd. Like, hey.
That nigga's still alive. That nigga's still alive.
Oh, man. That moment right there was when America, like America collectively was like, gay Tupac.
Gay Tupac.
And here's the thing, right?
Where did I even come from?
Like, even Dave Chappelle was like, you saw how the collective silence we were. Like, we were all black. We were like,
too far.
It was, I don't know, man.
I'm just like, the Subway, like 3 a.m. for Subway, my guy.
What's a 3 a.m. worthy meal for you?
Wait. How hungry am I? What day is it?
It's a polar vortex. It's cold as fuck. Your DoorDash and your Uber Eats is down.
Mm-hmm.
But one of your favorite places
to eat. So anything is open.
All right, so we're in a hotel. You're somewhere out of town, okay, whatever, right? Your DoorDash, your Uber Eats ain't popping, but one of your your favorite places to eat
is
walking distance.
In the polar vortex.
And it's a polar vortex. Where are you walking to?
If I'm really, really hungry, I'm going to walk.
If your favorite place is open,
what's Subway worthy?
In the polar vortex at
if
3 a.m.
If Subway's hell,
but when you're hungry...
Just answer the question, bro.
Anything's worth the fucking deli, a sandwich from the deli.
See, that's a New Yorker here. Yeah. They don't know the convenience.
All right. 3 a.m.
And we're out of town. We're not in New York. We're out of town.
Waffle House, that's walkable. I could do that.
There's a lot of things to choose from.
For sure.
3 a.m.,
so
got breakfast.
I'm out of town.
Let's give it like another caveat. It's got to be carry out.
It's got to
be something you're walking into and walking home with. Walking to your hotel with.
Right. I got two.
Okay. Got to be some chain wing. But I don't know no Chinese. Good Chinese restaurants open at 3 a.m.
All right, hold on.
Chinese restaurant open at 3 a.m. is a place you do not want to eat at.
Hold on. If I'm in D.C.,
okay,
I'm walking to Ho Chi.
At 3 a.m.?
Yes. I'm walking Ho Chi. And all my Howard Bisons, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Anybody that lives in D.C., you know exactly what I'm talking about. Anybody that's on Georgia Avenue, you know exactly what I'm talking about. My second spot is Jersey Mike's.
Okay, Jersey Mike's. Well, Jersey Mike's is basically a souped-up Subway.
But it's more authentic.
It's a souped-up Subway. It feels a little bit more love. The bread is a little bit more whole.
Yeah,
you see the Subway truck outside, and you're like, that's just full of just frozen meat. That's just
right. When I see Jersey Mike's, I'm like, yeah.
If Popeye's is open, I'm going to Popeye's.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm mad at Popeye's.
You know.
Hungry?
Here's my real one.
What?
Roy Rogers.
What?
Disgust me with that Roy Rogers
even,
shit.
That's like Arby's. Never seen anyone go in or out of there.
I'll do. Wingstop got a new flavor of wing, bro.
What?
They got like this lemon pepper, like honey joint, like this honey pepper joint.
Yeah.
It is phenomenal.
Or easy. Or Pizza Hut.
Fry my joints hard, all flats. I'm making a walk.
Pizza Hut, stuffed crust, flats. Pepperoni pizza. Yeah,
all flats
pizza
thing.
I don't know
what's wrong with drumsticks?
Nothing.
Mm.
It's too meaty.
It's too.
Pause.
I don't know.
What was that?
Because when it's too meaty, it's like.
No, I made some fried chicken last week.
You can pick the meat out of a flat better than a drumstick.
You're supposed to put the whole flat in your mouth.
Yeah, you're supposed to lollipop
that shit on TikTok.
You seen the lollipop joint? You just push it down with the fork?
I've seen a lot of girls do that shit on TikTok. Their mouth getting crazy if they can do that.
I can't do that.
Oh, yeah,
I
don't. That's how you eat a wing.
I don't eat a wing. Flat. I don't eat a flat like that.
Put the whole thing in your mouth. Take it out.
I think there's something inherently with us in like just like
putting the whole thing in your mouth.
Shape. Yeah, I think deep down inside in the back of my head, just like, I don't want this room gay. You don't take a wing like this.
Like, nigga,
you
better
eat this.
It's so sad that men, I feel
we're
bad
also,
for
we're
men.
We're also just immature. We're kids.
So bad for men.
We're just stupid people.
You can't eat no dick shaped
nothing. No dick shaped
foods. No popsicles. No bananas. No wings.
And if you do, you gotta eat that shit like a man. Like
let me get this.
Hold on. And it's still gotta be hot. No.
Let me get the dick shaped lemon. Let me get the dick shaped lemon pepper. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
We can't do that, bro.
What? I feel bad for y'all. Y'all just can't.
Nah, we just men just like to eat shit with two hands.
We're just.
There's just something about just.
We're just immature, bro.
Like even a banana.
That's it. We're immature.
You ever see like a very homophobic dude eat a banana?
A nigga cuts that shit to pieces. Cuts that shit into pieces. I'm mad. Ain't no long nosing over here, my nigga.
He's fighting.
Nigga cuts that shit up, puts it in the blender, and makes it a shake.
Fuck that. I don't even eat bananas. How about that?
Can't listen to Get Rich or Die Trying to eat a banana. Man,
there's a whole Google campaign on dick-shaped foods, yo. Yeah. They flew over everyone's heads. You saw it?
Call me crazy,
The Giannis commercial? The whole commercial about dick-shaped foods.
Oh, I didn't see it.
He's like, oh, I see you with the glizzy. You ain't see it when he's eating the hot dog?
How do y'all eat glizzies?
I mean, I see that. Hold on. I'm deep-throating the glizzy. I love me a glizzy.
Hold on.
You know what? Good for you, bro.
I love me a glizzy.
Enjoy the
glizzy. I don't even like to bite too much off a glizzy.
I love me a glizzy.
There is nothing.
Mustard and ketchup.
I nibble on it.
I want it burnt. I want the bun burnt. I want all that, my nigga. I love me a glizzy. Pause.
Yo!
One time for Get Rich or Die Trying.
There's nothing sadder than watching like a super duper uber straight man like trying to eat a glizzy.
Wait, didn't you try to record me when we were at the game
so
or some
sad.
Shit? We were at the Rangers game. You tried to record
there.
Me.
That's what it's sad,
like, I'm like, why are you recording me?
He's like,
enjoy your glizzy, low. Enjoy your glizzy, low.
He's like, I will.
Shit is
quite delicious, yo.
Shit is quite good.
Like they figured out the right type of crispiness, right?
That's what I'm saying, bro. We charcoal in these glizzies.
I like watching men eat certain shit.
Like what?
Okay.
like crab legs.
Hey, yo. You like to see them suck
crab
the meat
legs,
out?
Crab legs most overrated food in the game.
Huh?
By far.
What?
By far the most overrated food in the game.
That's
crab
because
legs?
You don't go to Baltimore enough.
No, tacos are. It's tacos good. Are the most overrated food.
Depends where you get them from.
I can see. Tacos
are trash.
I respect the function of tacos, but it's definitely not my first choice
of
food.
Never.
But crab legs, it's too much work for not enough.
It is a lot of work.
It's so good. It's so delicious. No, it's
like, but like the end goal, the
it's
end
so
result
delicious.
Is worth it.
Like if I ever, like you're
I'm
gonna
not
go
sucking
to, like,
the meat out of it though.
You gotta suck the meat.
No, you don't. No, you crack that shit open.
I'm trying to tell you.
Just pull it out, dip
it out, dip it in.
Listen,
butter,
if I ever bring you crab legs or seafood, don't eat it because I'm just gonna stare the whole time.
At us?
Why?
At a man that's I'm interested in, not y'all.
Oh, okay.
I'm about to say like, no, I didn't know.
Yeah, I'm like, hold on, you ain't watching me eat shit.
I still might watch and judge.
We're not that close.
But the thing is, like,
we're not that close.
When you're eating,
I still might do it to set it up and just watch. I'll be like,
you're doing the old eye test, like just make sure this shit ain't cute.
Imagine making eye contact with Rosie while you're cracking up a crack.
When
she's
Rosie's
like,
just like, just confirming how nasty you are. Just like,
I'm like, nigga, get out of my face. Get out of my face.
No, because Lo would be the type to be eating midst and catch my eye and be like, what?
I'm like, the fuck? She's not. I'm just looking.
I
take she's my plate
like,
to the next room.
To make sure. She's like, I'm just gonna take my plate.
Get my shit back.
But you ever crack a crab leg open and you don't get like the right pull on the crab leg, and now it's just a filthy leg.
It's like it's in there, so you're trying to like.
Amateur.
Nah, you're right.
Rookie.
Too much.
You're right.
Too much.
That don't happen to me.
Your pullout game got to be crazy with eating crab legs.
Clearly, my pullout game is just okay.
My
pullout game is pretty fire.
I bet. God,
don't shame me.
Hey, listen, we're at the age, yo. We're at the age. Is it the pullout game or is it?
Shoot him up, bang bang.
No, at what age? At what age are
Empty
you
the
like?
Clip.
At what age are you like? Is my pullout game real or am I just
shooting blanks?
Just nothing in the chamber.
I got bullets in the chamber.
Okay. I
why would you?
I'm just saying there's always passing thought when it's like, oh yeah, another one out the chamber.
Do you know how trusting we have to be for that?
How trusting do you have to be, Rosie? Just carry it for 9 months, raise the baby. You
know?
Push it out of your vagina.
I'm just saying. It was impeccable.
Just kicking the doors open.
Like, 6 months later.
I'm sure you got to be very trusting. Yes, this is very
fuck
true.
Fuck y'all. Yes. Yo, that is not good.
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. God. Who? Yo, so Scottie Pippen,
that's
right?
A good segue.
Damn, Jake, that's a segue.
That's just a good segue.
Yeah, time for that. So Larsa Pippen was on what? Real Housewives of whatever, something reunion, whatever, some show.
I don't know, some dumb shit.
And you
some
know,
shit I don't watch.
Some shit we don't watch.
She was talking about her sex life with Scottie her former Pippen. Husband, Scottie Pippen.
Why was she? Never mind.
And
I think
she
they
said,
had just asked her.
Jake, what was the exact number she said? Four times a night, every night for 23 years.
She had to have sex with him?
Oh my God. So she said four times a night, every night for 23 years. You're married for 23 years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
23 years, there are times 365. That is 8,395 days, right? Times four, that is 33,580 times.
Can you finish the quote?
That was the quote. So
she gets so aggravated. I thought I was grumpy.
So the quote was, you know, she has sex with her husband four times a day, every day for 23 years.
Oh, four times
marriage.
A day? Oh, that's easy.
For 23 years?
Four times a day is easy.
Four times a day, 23 years straight?
I mean...
Yeah. Your pussy gonna look like pastrami at this.
Listen, not even a pastrami. Y'all worry about the wrong shit, yo. Yo, Scotty low-key might have been the GOAT. Like, he was going in there half a chamber... Every game, you know how lazy I feel after I release myself. He was out there. He had to go out there.
She must have that.
Go out there and guard Charles.
She must have had that fire.
Some men are different. Some men that energize.
He must have that fire.
Probably. I mean, he was an all-world athlete. He had to go deal with Jordan. Yes. Go lock up Tony Kukoc and practice.
Anybody that has to deal with Jordan, I'm sure had their own ways.
He probably was unleashing a lot of stress on her.
Not mad at
them
that.
The back shots was catching at four times a god.
I'm glad.
When did they get divorced?
Recently, right? Like a couple years ago.
So he was
maybe
still
half a years ago.
And now she's dating Michael Jordan's son.
Yeah,
I'm glad Scotty got this bit of good news, man. I'm glad, yo. I'm glad she did. I'm glad she did him that solid, yo.
Bro, and
needed
then,
that.
I think
he
they
needed that.
I think they said that if they get married,
she was gonna take the hyphen.
Larsa Pippen Jordan.
That's so crazy,
yo.
That's
a pettiness out of a pettiness. Like that's
unfortunately, guys. I kind of see the vision.
I get it too.
I kind of see the vision, yo. Like a Pippen Jordan last name. Like
that's a crazy form of inception.
That is disgusting.
That is some gene. That
because
is a gene
that means
pool.
She's known this kid practically his whole life.
Yes. Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
And then she said Jordan gave her the blessings to date him.
It's big predatory behavior, but you know, we excuse it when it's women.
Hey, I agree. I mean, that's weird. Wait, I just want to know how the fuck they did. All right, so they got divorced recently.
Yeah.
He was still fucking like that?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm assuming so.
I mean, listen.
She said 23 years.
The past couple years haven't been kind to Scottie Pippen's public persona, man. Like, people have been coming at him. Jordan catching strays during the documentary. Got son over here, piping your ex-wife and gallivanting and all this type of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm really glad Scottie Pippen got this bit of good press, yo. Good like, he needed that.
Yeah, because
like,
now bitches all like, over the world. Man.
Like, yo.
All I'm saying is he's one of the best power forwards we've ever seen, ever.
Yeah, small.
All I'm saying is there's men younger than him that complain about a second round.
Listen, that hey.
Hey, that's true.
Hey, listen.
The fuck?
You see?
Scottie, what the fuck is he doing?
Speaking of second round.
They talked about not having load management back in the day. But that's right. They played all. Woo! So that's some load management for your ass, boy. Mm. She said, I'm in there every game. Played all 82. Yo, we might not be built. Yo, 80s, 90s times really might be built different. Yo, we're kind of brittle.
Hey, bro.
We're kind of in a brittle state in the NBA,
look how
bro.
Magic was fucking. Look how, like.
All right. I think there's a limit. Hey. Wow, we're not talking about. Talking about
no, the man, like 80s and 90s.
Talking about the man and his wife, not what Magic was doing.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm talking about like you're talking about the 80s and 90s, right? Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about. Like, I'm not trying to single them out, but yeah, them niggas was doing all kind of crazy shit. And they play, so that's and why it's
I
not
just
want to
know what happened.
And they played all 82, never missed a game.
Just want to know what happened to men.
What happened to men?
Yeah.
Oh, we got microphones.
Wow. We're guys with microphones. We're guys with microphones. Are we like currently like contributing like to the downfall of male society? Like
who,
as
us?
We speak? Yeah, like right now doing this.
No.
Being men with podcasts.
No, because we talk about shit that's worthy of talking
about. I think I'm gonna be honest with you guys.
Be honest, Rosie.
I think I saved you guys.
I think you did. I think
because if it was just y'all two, it's like skip. Because I would assume without watching, no context.
This is facts.
No
this
context,
is
right? If I just came across you guys, I'd be like, at some point,
yo,
it's gonna be like,
and this,
hey, hold on. But you cooked fried chicken last week. Wow.
You ain't no fried chicken.
Hold the fuck on. Hold the fuck on.
I'm just saying, if I was just skimming.
Hold the fuck on. I don't care if you're skipping or running or jogging. What me and Kaz was doing and Jake was doing before you got here was pretty fucking dope.
It was. But that's also
Yes, you added to it. I will give you that. But what we was doing wasn't the building ourselves up, talking to man shit.
We was having some pretty good conversations. But listen to me. It wasn't for people. But like, I know you guys, right? So I would watch. Had I not known you guys, after you guys started, a lot of men started their own like group male podcast.
Yeah. Yep.
Had I not known you guys, I would have just grouped you guys with that shit.
And that's your fault.
Yeah. No, it's just sad because there's so many men going viral off these dumbass clips with their podcasts.
Yeah, I do. It has nothing to do with you guys. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel dumber every time I watch one of those clips.
I'm like, I hate it here.
But I don't know. I don't like that because me and Kaz were having a lot, like even the clips that we would post, we were having a lot of great, like the conversation about, you know, the gay guys.
Okay.
Right? You would expect that clip to go a different direction, which a lot of people thought.
For sure.
And it didn't because we have a different perspective. I think what
that's why it was kind of like a fucked up position because after that is when I started seeing more male podcasts and just like these dumbass clips and dumbass conversations and just like kind of like bashing women. Yeah. I'm like, you never seen that show from, you gotta think about it.
Like, this is our third year doing the show, I wanna say.
Yeah.
A lot of those podcasts really popped up in the last like year and a half, maybe. Right. You know what I'm
saying?
And I think what she's saying is, which is true.
I would have accidentally grouped you guys with
them. Yeah, like Rosie kind of.
But why is that our fault though?
Nobody's saying it's
not,
fault.
And that's even more fucked up because you guys don't talk about shit that they talk about.
Yeah.
But had I not known you guys and I was just scrolling through IG, I'd be like, oh God.
Hey, let me tell you something, guys. You want to get seven-figure When you're working, you got to make sure that you can't make an income stream from it.
Like, I'll watch clips of, like, male and female. I'm like, all right, this is not for me.
Yeah.
This is not for me. Right. This is not for me. I'm not going to group anybody with...
That's you. A lot of people do.
No, I understand that.
Our attention span these days
which I think is fucked up.
Which is why they make clips. Because you know what
But I want to see, like, I want to watch the clip to see if I want to be invested into what your program is about. If I watch that clip and I'm like, ah, this is distasteful, this is regurgitating, this is stupid, it's redundant, room. I'm not. But I feel like that's fucked up that people, or you even feel like that if you didn't know us and you just saw us talking like this, you'd be like, oh, they just like Fresh and Fit or whatever other dumbass podcast.
I don't even
podcast.
Know the fucking names.
Yeah. No, I know things, but I know these podcasts not to watch them.
Oh.
You That's do. What I'm saying.
I You're mean, that, in media. She's speaking as somebody as a consumer.
No, I get it.
Like
I mean, it's still a
like,
fucked up concept, but I understand it.
And on top of it, like you just got to even think just about the nature of podcasting in New York City. Like we were one of the first people to tape at like WTF and tape here and tape at these lot of places that didn't even fucking exist when we were in the barbershop. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so it was like...
No, I get it.
A lot of podcast spaces have popped up since we started this show.
No, I get it.
And in CERN, we've seen a lot of crazy shit pop up from those spaces. Yeah, so sometimes I definitely do questions like, all right, are we contributing? Are we?
No, because our content is, one, it's pure. Two, it's based on our relationships. Three, we are respected talking heads, analysts, journalists.
I think we all have a great different point of view.
Right. We're not all... bashing or getting on one topic. Like she provides a lot of different variables and different conversations. Me and you go head to head, whether it's sports, music, personal shit. But I think because of how close we all are and because of our experiences, you're not getting that from everybody else. All these other people are just talking about, oh, relationships. Oh, well, this, that, and the third. It's just like, nah, nigga, we're kicking, concentrated. Yeah, we're kicking y'all shit that y'all not gonna get nowhere else. Mm. You feel what I'm saying? Like this the shit we just talked about with the hip hop media conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The fact that we know what a hip-hop conversation looks like and we know what the hip-hop conversation looks like right now is where we can speak, you know, very, very proficiently about what it looks like and what it was.
Right.
And the fact that I'm having this conversation about Wayne and 50 and the fact that it's reached fucking the Breakfast Club and it's reached so many, it's still going on as we record right now.
Mm-hmm.
15 mentions every 30 seconds.
What
You're
did
bugging,
the Breakfast
the
Club say about it?
Nonsense. But that's the whole thing. That's what we bring to the table. And that's why it's very important for us to have these conversations about therapy, about mental illness, about, you know, Loom, you know, going to jail and, you know, being a Muslim and this, that, and the third, about, you know, Hoodie Allen having that conversation about his album and what Bub meant, or about Carlos Boozer coming over. Oh, my mic went out.
There you go. I can hear you.
Oh, you hear me?
Yeah.
About, you know, Carlos Boozer, you know, about... you know, the OG from the
Paradise,
having that conversation. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
I think that's definitely
there's so many.
Us.
And then, you know, Swerve being here.
Yeah.
You know, the other big dude that was here.
Big Omos.
Yeah, those, like, we're wrestling, music, lifestyle, personal.
I was about to say,
I don't
say,
give
I'm
a
like,
fuck.
Damn.
No, I am. No, I'm sorry. I am.
You said let's not break a wrist.
That was such a white man statement. No, but like, no.
I have to repeat it. Jake just told us on the side, let's not break a wrist.
We can't poke our chest out.
That shit is hilarious.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's...
It's okay, Lo. I just thought it was a funny-ass statement. I was out of take the heart. I thought it was funny.
That was hilarious.
White people have the best lingo, yo.
Yo, the best.
God, man. Y'all used to have so much culture. You ever watch, like, I've been watching 90s Knicks, 90s MTV, like, when there was, like, rock bands and, like, video countdowns and stuff. I was like, damn, this is when white people actually had, like, real culture, yo.
Real culture.
Like y'all put-downs is hilarious. Y'all got the best put. What's Jay? Give me a top. I got like my top three white people put downs.
What do we mean put downs?
Like, huh? Listen here, pal.
listen here, buddy.
Oh, Bucko. Oh, somebody calls you Bucko. Oh yeah, it's quiet. It's quiet for that shit. But let's not break our wits jerking ourselves off.
No, I saw a meme yesterday.
Hilarious.
All right, we're just cool.
I saw a meme that said, how do y'all say y'all sound crazy and professional?
Uh-huh.
And it was like, there seems to be a disconnect. I was fucking crying. There seems to be a disconnect here.
God. I'm so glad I'm not dealing with corporate emails no more. Jesus Christ. Yo. Corporate emails.
There seems to be a disconnect. We're gonna
wrap this up in a bit, too. Yeah. Corporate emails just slowly just kill me inside every fucking day.
It's all fake.
So fake.
Everyone like, just being
it
fake.
It really is a different language.
You said it's all fake?
Yeah. It's everyone being fake.
Speaking corporate is really like, they should, I'm sure they do teach classes on it, but it really is a completely different language. Like people don't speak like this shit in real life.
No.
Yeah, they do. White people do.
Ah,
ask Jake.
Nah, even then.
They like, do. No, I hear it.
After 5 p.m., it's like, I'm off the clock, bucko.
Buddy.
Buddy.
I barely answer my emails anyway. I just look. I'm like, all right, do I need to respond to this? Is this something important? All right, cool. It's not. Cool. Y'all talk to yourselves.
Yeah, it gotta be.
He has 19 jobs. Yeah, he has to be. Like, why wouldn't he be?
I hate it. Like, once I see my shit just blow, I'm just like, yes, thank you.
Man,
I appreciate
fuck your email
that.
Games.
Damn, man.
Just text me. Mm. Just text me or call me. That's it.
Okay. All right. Well, what y'all guys doing this weekend?
I am.
What do y'all got going on?
Probably going to check out the Elite Eight in the Garden. Kansas State versus, the game be over by the time you see this. But,
I don't know why you're even saying, like, what the weekend plans are. Because it's like. Preview for
next episode. Hey, next episode is going to be great, guys. I can't wait to see it.
That's all I got to say. I'm just saying, I don't know.
Listen, we're back into to stacking episodes.
That's why I'm like,
if you hear this
sense.
A couple weeks later.
That's why it don't make sense.
The magic of podcasting, people. This is what happens. Hello. God damn it. Lo, what's up with you, brother? Everything good?
As good as it can be.
Rosie, you good, Ski?
I'm good. I'm great.
Great. Fantastic. Guys, you know what it is. Shout out to everybody who came to Wally Mania, came to the meet and greet, came to Los Angeles. I'll be out there for a minute. season's wrapping up. I'm just getting ready. I can't wait to take I need a real vacation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I need a real vacation. Like, once the seasons are over, I'm like, I'm going away. Somewhere needed.
We haven't done this in a minute.
All right, let's do it quick so we can wrap this up.
We have a little battle.
That's gonna take a minute.
No, it's five songs. Five songs each. Go back and forth.
You're gonna go first.
I want to go first.
Well, the thing is, I gotta pee. So
sit down.
Let's save
30
let's
seconds
save
apiece. Come on, just come on. Just 5 seconds. Come on, we haven't had fun like that in a minute. I see you stressed a little bit. Come on, just unleash the energy through the music, Jake.
I have to use the bathroom, guys.
Get up then.
Okay, I will. Be right back.
Come on, give me something.
Be right back.
Give me something,
do
baby.
Do it, guys. Do it. Come on,
just for me. Just for me. Come on, just for me. Just for me. You're Wayne. I'm 50.
Oh, God.
Come on, just give me. Just give me five. Give me something good.
Let me guess. I'm
Make
gonna
me
go
sweat.
First.
Pause.
I'm going to go first.
I'll go first because you always complain about that.
Whoever goes first has a lot of control on the
This is true. Ooh. I mean, I don't mind either way.
Okay, all
right. I don't mind either way, but.
If he wins?
Yeah. Oh. I definitely did not.
Oh, well, I don't
fuck
care.
It. Let's do it. You ready to go?
Go ahead.
Let's go. Swag it out, Pat.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't want to start Wheezy because the app is for finisher.
Let me try.
So something, what's the world without Enigma? Two bitches at the same time, synchronized swimmers.
Let me try something real quick. Let me see if this works.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I run New York. Can't go against that one.
All right.
Took a quart of water, sold of a bottle for $2. About beans.
What the fuck?
Have a baby by me, baby. Baby millionaire. Who the fuck cares? Stanky rich. Come on, son. I said I'm stanky rich.
Uh-oh.
I said I'm stanky rich, Lowski.
Okay, Kasky.
Tougher than the hair on my head, Negro. Let's go. Come on, every Nigerian knows this one. I'm a millionaire, I'm a young money millionaire, tougher than Nigerian hair. My criteria compared to my career just isn't fair. I'm a venereal disease, like a menstrual bleed, on the lease to the sheets on the tablet of my mind. Cause I'm writing, cause I ain't got time. Cause my second minute's hours go to the almighty dollar and the almighty power of that chopper, sister, brother, son, daughter, father, motherfucker, copper. Got the Maserati dancing on the bridge, pussy popper to the coppers. You can't catch him, you can stop him, no bother. Cool rules, if you can beat him, then you drop him. You can beat him and you knock him, you can stand him, then you drop him. And drop him like you pop him like already, fucker.
Let's go!
Classic. Okay. Okay. I'll whip your head, boy. Come on. With the back of the steel. Let's go, Lone. Here's a test. What's the test? What's the test? Hit pause. Two niggas in the front, two niggas in the back. That's four niggas trapped around Grandpa's Cadillac. Alright, shit. What we got?
Right.
That's gonna be the test. We're gonna play the first couple bars, and then you gotta finish it.
All right,
Rosie, you wanna get in. Okay, let's see what we got. What we got? Damn, this thing got so many hits.
Tell me, bro.
Weezy.
Ooh.
Weezy F, baby. Please say the baby.
Man, does this count?
What is it?
It all counts.
Fuck it.
Come on, give me some. Pause.
Come on, sir. Come on, sir. Gotta do it. Fast forward. So much to be optimistic. In the air, so I trip my bat to the place of purple. Deep do bad bitches in my circle. My nuts ain't no curfew. Bitch, be wave. Now I will surf you with this jet. Seafood commercial. This is man. Late in the night. But
that's something.
What's up? Oh, shit. My bad. Sorry. I almost told you my password. Okay. Here you go. All right. Well, we got two more left.
I got one. I got to respond to this, and then we'll do one more.
Okay. I got you.
Oh, this is fun. I like this.
Well, it's kind of good. I don't know. It's kind of a dead heat. I'm not going to hold you. I said it's kind of a dead heat.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was like, it hasn't been a bad pick yet.
Yeah, neither one.
All right, I got something. Come on, son.
I got something fun.
We
got
to wrap this thing up soon.
I got something fun for us. Let's get to it.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, this takes a minute. This takes a minute to get there, though. I'll see what this is. I would have went straight for the verse. Yeah. The streamer version don't hit the right one. There you go. Okay.
Might as well hide together. I'm high as ever. Move around with the pounds of Berettas. Yeah, huh? And then Lord, I'm gonna have it. And then since then, too, you know I gotta grab it. Tell yourself, trying to stop me. I'm cocky, I'm rap's rocky. Look, you can stop me. I know that I'm two levels above you. Hug you, nigga. I don't ever love you, nigga. Ugly. Nothing but choke. Then they gon' leave you smoke. So the only thing left now is God for these cowards. Fuck most of these cowards.
Yes. And the commission to ask for permission to hit him. You don't like me, hit him while wifey was with him. You heard of us,
the murderous, most shady.
Been on the low lately,
the feds hate me.
The son of Satan, I mean your mama's crib waiting. Dedicating, I'm on your parents too. Things in my hands, the lace of my waist. Balances.
Come on, bro. You wanna?
Come on. Hold up.
Y'all wanna see how I end this shit off?
Hold up. This better be it. Howdy do, motherfucker. It's Weezy Baby and his bitches, and I got a tata. Come on. I got duct tape and rope. I leave you missing like the fucking old Bannons. One hand on my money, one hand on my buddy. That's the AK-47. Make that neighborhood love me. Damn, but this bird, you can hear them birds humming. Don't let that bird shit. He got a weak stomach. Niggas know I'm sick. I don't spit. I vomit. Got it. one egg short of the omelet. Simon says, shoot it in his thigh legs. And I'm ketchup like mayonnaise. I'm the sickest nigga doing it. Uh-huh. Bet that, baby. These other niggas don't. I'm wet bet crack, that, baby. Yes. Get back, butt at the step back, baby. Fall right. To a death trap.
Let me just get off with this walk off, and we're gonna end this episode. We're gonna end this episode very, very What's clean.
Up? Oh yeah, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. G Unit, whoa, we're here, whoa. We gonna get the drama popping. We don't, it's going down, cause I'm around. 50 Cent, you know how I get down. What up, blood? What up, cuz? What up, blood? What up, gangsta? What up, blood? What up, cuz?
What up,
blood?
What they say?
Cut a low.
They say I walk around like I got an F on my chest. That's a semi-auto.
Not a vest on my chest. I just say nothing to DA. The role playing court. The only duck nigga that I like is a sport. Front on me, I'll cut your gun, butt you a bucker. You get money, I can get I'm not with you, then fuck yeah. I'm not the type to get knocked with the DWI. I'm the type to get you connect with the co-price rock. Gangsters, they bomb my shit, then they know me. I grew up around some niggas, it's not my homies. 100 G's, I stashed it. The Mac, I blasted. These come, we dump the D's with battery acid. The flow's been mastered. The ice, I blasted. Jokes me, I have your mama picking out your casket, bastard. We all on the next level. Bright label, bend pedal, bend pedal to the metal. Holla to the, get a blood. What up, cuz? What up, blood? What up, gangsta?
And that concludes another episode of Say Less with Kaz, Low, Rosie. And y'all know how we do every time, all the time. Rosie, take us out.
It's Kaz that takes us out.
Kaz, take us out.
I thought you were going to slam that one. But no. You know what we're doing this time. Stay free. Stay safe. And always say less. Catch y'all next week, people.
Yes, sir.